As we began to eat, my father said, "Am I to understand, Charlotte, as the shipping agent informed me, that those other families, the ones who had promised to be with you during the voyage, never fulfilled their pledge?"
"No, Papa," I answered. "They never came to the ship."
"How dreadfully lonely for you," my mother said, shaking her head sadly.
2 months with no one to talk to," Evelina exclaimed.
"Of course I talked, silly."
"But to whom?"
Albert asked in puzzlement.
"The men,
the sailors."
"The men, Charlotte?"
my mother said with a frown.
"Well, you see..."
"You mean the captain, do you not, Charlotte?"
my father suggested.
"Oh, no, not just him, Papa. You see, a ship is so small..."
Suddenly my father interjected.
"We seem to be lacking butter."
"I'll get it," I said, pushing back my chair.
"Charlotte, sit," my father barked.
He turned to the maid who was waiting nearby.
"Mary, butter."
The maid curtsied and went out. When I turned back around, I found my sister staring at me.
"What is it?" I asked.
"I just thought of what you look like,"
Evelina said.
"What?"
She wrinkled her nose.
"An Indian."
Albert laughed.
"Children,"
my father cried. With much effort, Albert and Evelina sat still.
"Charlotte,"
I heard my mother ask,
"how did you pass your time?"
"Mama, you have no idea how much work there is on..." My father abruptly took out his watch.
"It's much later than I thought," he said. "Evelina and Albert have their lesson in the nursery. Miss Van Rogoff, their tutor, will be waiting. Children?"
Now struggling to suppress their giggles, Albert and Evelina rose from their seats.
"You may go now," my father said to them.
Once they had gone, the room became very quiet. My mother was looking at me as if I were a stranger. My father's gaze was his most severe. "The sailors were very kind to me," I offered. "I could hardly be expected..."
"You must be fatigued," he cut in. "I think some rest would do you some good."
"I'm very awake, Papa. I mean, I've grown used to very little sleep, and..."
"Charlotte," he insisted, "you are tired and wish to go to your room."
"But..."
"Charlotte, you mustn't contradict your father,"
my mother whispered. I rose from my seat. "I don't know where my room is," I said.
"Mary," my father called, "ask Bridget to come in."
Mary appeared in a moment with another maid, a girl not very much older than I.
"Bridget," my father said, "take Miss Charlotte to her room. Help her with her bathing and change of clothes."
"Yes, sir."
Bridget led the way. My room was on the right side of the house, on the second floor. Its windows faced the rear garden, where a trellis of roses were in radiant bloom. I stood at the windows, gazing down on the earth and flowers, and told myself again and again, "This is home. This is home." I heard a sound behind me. A man, yet another servant, I assumed, brought in my trunk and opened it. Then he left. I went back to staring out the window.